This is the system that's set to soak our holiday weekend. Which day is a new WRAL weather alert day? Plan your cookout after you see our forecast.
A deadly crash involving that dump truck here on Lewisburg Road has traffic backed up for miles. How much longer this investigation could take?
Memorial Day weekend travel at RDU will be 20% busier than last summer. I'll show you how to make your travel experience as smooth as possible.
And as we approach the holiday, we're setting up for a wet and windy Memorial Day weekend. And that means if you're headed to the coast or going out on the lake, as we take a live look at a cloudy Beaufort tonight and Lake Gaston right now. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. Just take a look at the radar showing the system bringing the risk for flooding to the Triangle and other parts of our area. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center timing out showers and possible storms, Kat.
We'll have a chance for rain every day during the holiday weekend. Some days that chance is higher. Saturday especially, that's going to be the wettest day. Strongest winds, 30 to 35 mile per hour gusts. And it's chilly, just 61 the high. And because of a high impact weather day, we have declared Saturday a WRAL weather alert day. A few showers could begin to move in late tomorrow. It's about a 20% chance during the day, and that chance up to about 30% by 10 o'clock. But we're going to be tracking the bulk of the rain and the more widespread rain starting to move in early Saturday. And we'll continue to see the rain filling into the west Saturday morning. So it may not be waking up, it may not be raining first thing when you wake up Saturday morning, but the rain will be widespread by lunchtime into the afternoon, and we'll see the intensity of the rain picking up as well, with some pockets of heavier rain likely, and especially as we head into the afternoon and evening hours. Once the rain clears out Saturday, we've got more of these waves of rain possible Sunday. Sunday looks like we'll at least see some breaks in the rain. Saturday, we also have a risk for some localized flooding. It's a medium risk from the Triangle South, a lower risk in our northern counties. We'll have a closer look at how Sunday is shaping up coming up, Ashley.
Okay, thanks for the heads up, Kat. Make sure you have the WRAL weather app as we continue tracking the risk for showers and storms into your holiday weekend. It's free wherever you get your apps.
We are following breaking news in Wake County, where a young woman was killed today on a busy crash at an intersection on Lewisburg and Forestville Road. A car appeared to be pinned underneath a dump truck. WRAL's Brett Neese is live there. Brett, at one point, backups stretched for miles. What can you tell us about the scene now?
Yeah, Dan, backups continue to stretch for miles. They do have one lane open here at this intersection now, but this is the dump truck that we're talking about here behind me. They have pulled it off the side of the road and off of the car that it hit. Troopers tell me that that dump truck was traveling north on Lewisburg Road, trying to go through this intersection when the car turned from the southbound lanes, trying to go onto Forestville Road into its path, and that's when the collision happened around 4:30 this afternoon. We have video from Sky 5 over the scene showing you just how much traffic is backed up as you approach this intersection from the Raleigh area. Troopers tell me that the woman that sadly died in this crash was in her early 20s. The driver of that the dump truck is in the hospital with minor injuries, went to the hospital just to be checked out. But right now they are finishing up their investigation here at the scene and trying to clear this as quickly as possible. Again, they have one lane open, but it's going to be out here for another hour to an hour and a half, Dan.
Just a terrible situation. Brett, live for us in Wake County. Thank you.
And Dan, we've been tracking the traffic for the past 2 hours or so, and there are still backups. Showing you here on the traffic maps at 703, you see all this red throughout here. That's the backup. This is the intersection right here, Forestville Road in Lewisburg. That's where Brett is standing, so you can see just how far it is. At one point this afternoon, there were about 4 miles of delays backing up all the way to 540. We'll keep an eye on this crash as new information comes in here in the Live Center this evening.
All right, thank you. A live look at the calm before the storm. Memorial Day weekend travel will be even busier at RDU this year. The airport expects an increase of almost 20% over last year, with more than 225,000 travelers expected between today and Tuesday. WRAL's Monica Casey spoke with passengers about their experience.
May through August is the busiest time of year here at RDU, with even higher traffic than the Thanksgiving to New Year's stretch. It all kicks off today ahead of Memorial Day weekend.
Travelers coming through RDU have big plans for the long weekend.
I'm on my way to Atlanta for the Grand Nationals for the Carolina Show.
I am attending a wedding.
I'm going to go watch my cousin graduate in Youngstown, Ohio.
RDU is expecting more than 255,000 travelers over the extended holiday weekend, with 49,000 on Friday and 44,000 on Monday. Abby Grossen planned her flights and her airport transport to avoid the crowds as much as possible.
I took an Uber here, which I recommend taking just because they don't have to park and it's less stress on them.
Catching their flight to Atlanta was painless for DeWante Bowden and Sandra Ojubana.
It's been smooth, no problem stuff. Baggage claim have been fine.
It has been really easy. Just came right through. I'm going through security now.
The TSA has a goal of getting passengers through security in 30 minutes and pre-check in 10 minutes. Mark Hammond says the agency has made progress hiring over the last couple of months.
We're almost at our allocated staffing level here. We're continuing to hire to make sure that we're prepared for the rest of the summer into Thanksgiving and Christmas. And in terms of how we're going to staff the checkpoint, it's going to be all hands on deck, especially in those busier days.
TSA has also announced if you have TSA pre-check and a 13 to 17-year-old child on your itinerary, that child can now go through pre-check with you as well. Monica Casey, WRAL News at RDU.
And how about this? A record amount of North Carolinians are expected to hit the road this weekend. AAA expecting 1.1 million people in our state will drive to their destinations, which is more than pre-pandemic levels.
For the first time, we are hearing from an Oxford police officer who was shot while responding to a call. His canine partner was also shot. Daniel Allen responded to a disturbance on Prospect Avenue. This was the evening of May 5th. He got out of his car and heard gunshots. As he ran, he was hit in the hip. His canine partner, Halligan, was in his SUV that was then hit with bullets 17 times. The dog, as I said, was also hit, but we can't tell you is okay. Corporal Allen says this is what he signed up for, to protect and serve, and he's ready to get back on the job.
When you become a cop, you never really think about getting shot and dying and not coming back to your family, but you know it's a 50-50 chance. And that day just happened to be my 50% chance.
Whew. So the suspect in this standoff killed himself after 8 hours. No one else was hurt. Corporal Allen expects to be back on the job within the next 6 months.
Two Republican lawmakers in North Carolina who attracted negative attention last week no longer hold leadership positions in their caucus. Representatives Jeff McNeely and Keith Kidwell were deputy whips. Both made controversial comments regarding black Democrats. McNeely asked Representative Abe Jones whether being a minority and an athlete helped him get into Harvard. Kidwell joked that Representative Diamond Staten Williams must be a member of the Church of Satan, as she was talking about her religious faith. House Majority Leader John Bell said it was in the best interest of the caucus for them to step down from their leadership positions. Both men are still members of the state house.
A Wake County preschool pilot program has been so successful, organizers are now asking county leaders to approve additional funding to make it accessible to even more families. WRL's Shelley Jackson takes a look at why Threeschool is so popular.
Child care takes a huge chunk out of parents' paychecks. The average cost of preschool in North Carolina is around $8,000. It's so expensive, a lot of parents just stay home and out of the workforce.
My husband and I both have to work to support our family, since we do have three older children.
Nicole Lockamy's three-year-old, Lorelei, is enrolled in the Wake Threeschool program. It's free to families who are at or below 75% of the median salary in Wake County. That's $74,000 for a family of four.
It would have been a big financial burden on us, essentially, and it would have created a lot more stress in our family, which might have made it even more tough to bring her up as a happy, healthy kid.
What color is this?
This is the pilot year for Wake Threeschool. And Carol Orji, director of early childhood initiatives with Wake Smart Start, says the need is overwhelming.
We started off with 100 slots, and we received over 995 applications for only 100 slots.
The program is asking the Wake County Commission to expand the reach to 200 kids. It would cost $2.5 million.
Considering the benefit, the long-term effect of having a good quality education, research has shown us that at that age, this is a very critical age.
But if they don't know how to communicate at all.
Program director at Happy Face Preschool, Sabrina Robinson, says preschool gives kids a chance to work on issues before they even get to kindergarten.
We were identifying developmental delays that actually wouldn't usually get identified until they become 4 and 5 years old.
I think 3 school has allowed her to become, you know, who she is. And if she were at home, she might not have opened up the way that she did here.
If you're interested in the Wake 3 School program, you can find more information on our website, WRAL.com. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
And let's say a welcome to Raleigh.
Ah, thank you.
To our newest anchor, Ashley Rowe, joining us. I've been so excited for this day to start since we met months ago at the beginning of this whole process. Here you are.
Finally.
You're going to love it.
Yes, I am so excited, Dan. I mean, my family moved here a few weeks ago, and we have just been loving immersing ourselves in the neighborhood and in the community. And we've got a daughter. She's 1.5. And 2 dogs. So they are just delighted by all of the property that you know, that they can run around and play with. I mean, it's, listen, I came from Buffalo, New York, okay?
Right.
So I know that it's cool technically here now, but this is beautiful for
me. You're going to love the weather. The summer here, it gets a little bit hot. I'm okay with the heat. Are you okay with the heat?
Oh, I can handle the heat.
All right. Well, I know the viewers are going to love you, and you're going to love them. WRAL is such an institution here. The best viewers in the game. So welcome.
And some of the best journalists in the game, too.
Well, thank you for being one of them. And another thing you're going to have to get ready for, the potential for a hurricane, because still ahead, we're talking about hurricane season. It begins in exactly 1 week. What experts are predicting we may see this year.
Plus, taking a live look over Wake County from the WRAL Tall Tower camera, meteorologist Kat Campbell has your full forecast heading into your Memorial Day weekend coming up. A group of activists against diversity, equity, and inclusion movements is claiming a win. Members say this month they successfully pushed UNC's medical school to throw out its DEI task force and its recommendations. WRAL examined the claim and found that it's true the school won't be implementing those recommendations, but that's been the case for more than a year. WRAL's Keenan Willard explains.
Color Us United is a group of advocates for a race-blind society. They're against the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion guidelines in admissions and teachings at medical schools.
And we wanted to pick UNC Medical School specifically to start our campaign to get the dean to renounce the task force to integrate social justice.
The group claims that effort was successful. Color Us United says this month, UNC's medical school threw out its DEI task force and its recommendations. Their evidence, a letter from a university attorney, saying the recommendations have not been operationalized and the task force has concluded its work. There is no plan to implement the task force's recommendations now or in the future.
We really believe that UNC Medical School is just the start of something. If we were able to get UNC to renounce their DEI framework, we could go to any medical school in the country and say, follow UNC's lead.
WRAL reached out to UNC's medical school for a response. A spokesperson says the DEI task force was formed in 2019 and made its recommendations a year later in 2020, ending its work at that time. They say most of the recommendations were not implemented. A university document from February 2022 has more detail. The report lists the medical school's response to the DEI task force's recommendations. It says the task force made a total of 42 recommended changes. 37 of them had already been addressed by existing efforts. 4 were marked not implemented or no plan to implement. And it shows just 1 recommendation was ever implemented. DEI hasn't been wiped out from UNC's med school, though. The school maintains an Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and they offer a DEI certificate to students who complete workshops like unconscious bias and equity in healthcare. Opponents claim systemic racism doesn't exist in the medical field.
So we should not be having trainings, curricula, preferences that try to distract doctors from the mission of performing the best care for their patients.
Keenan Willard, WRAL News.
We reached out to the med school's Office of DEI for a response to the view that medical care should be race blind.
We are waiting to hear back.
A new statewide poll shows voters from across party lines support more competition and consumer choice in their energy providers. The poll by Conservatives for Clean Energy found nearly 4 in 5 voters would support candidates who want to change the state's regulatory policies to allow for more competition. More than 80% of voters support a study to examine options for modernizing Duke Energy's monopoly to provide more competition and direct sales from other providers. And almost 63% of voters believe that North Carolina's renewable energy sources should be expanded.
Consumers here are looking at technology as a way of giving them more reliable energy needs, but at the same time, giving them options in the marketplace for price points. We see that in our everyday lives. We've not necessarily seen that in the marketplace of providing renewable energy or of providing a consistent supply of energy to our households and to our businesses.
These survey results come as energy prices are on the rise. Duke Energy is asking the Utilities Commission to raise residential electricity rates by nearly 20% over the next 3 years.
The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season begins 1 week from today. This afternoon, NOAA released the expected number of storms this season. Experts are calling for a near normal hurricane season. That means 12 to 17 named storms. 5 to 9 of those could become hurricanes with winds of at least 74 miles per hour. And 1 to 4 of those could become major hurricanes. We're talking Category 3 or higher. Now, this is not a high confidence forecast. There are some competing factors. Either way, whatever happens, the WREL severe weather team will have you covered all year. And speaking of which, meteorologist Kat Campbell is tracking some unstable, unwelcome weather coming this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be good napping weather, good indoor weather. You're going to have to get creative with the plans for the weekend because Saturday especially, you need to move those plans indoors. Tonight, it's not so bad out there, so make the most of this dry weather while you can. In Durham at the DBAP, they have the ACC Baseball Championships. You can see a full house out there as the Wolfpack takes on Miami. 66 degrees in Durham. Not bad baseball weather there right now. 66 in Raleigh and 72 degrees at the WREL Fayetteville Newsroom. We do still have a few sprinkles out there. They're really limited more to Cumberland and Sampson County right now. Otherwise, it's mostly dry. It's just a 20% chance of a sprinkle, and that's through about sunset. This weekend, though, we're going to see a lot more rain on the radar. Saturday, especially, just 61 degrees the high. Saturday is a WREL weather alert day. It's just going to be a high impact weather day where you're going to have to move your plans around. Sunday, 72 degrees. I will say this. Saturday is going to be the coolest, strongest winds with the most rain. Sunday, it's still not going to be a gorgeous sunny 80-85 degree day. Still going to be cloudy, but there will be some dry periods mixed in. If you do need to do something outside, you may be able to squeeze in some time to grill out on Sunday in between the rain showers. It'll be more on and off. Here's an updated rainfall forecast. This map has been updated since I last showed it to you. Anywhere from about 1 to 3 inches of rain, and this map in particular showing about 2 to 3 inches, I should say. So it's going to be a lot of rain. There could be over 4 inches of rain in some of our coastal cities this weekend. Unfortunately, this all just lining up with the holiday weekend. Friday, tomorrow, we are going to start to see the rain arriving at the coast. So just a heads up, if you're going to head that way tomorrow, you may run into some showers, especially later in the day, but the rain really fills in overnight into Saturday. And Saturday morning, you may wake up to dry weather, but by noon, the rain really spreads to the west and it'll be pretty widespread into the afternoon and evening. Models are trending a little bit farther to the south with the heaviest rain Saturday. Regardless, still showing rain here, but we may be able to dodge some of the heaviest rain. Sunday, it's going to be on and off rain during the day. At this point, we don't yet have high-resolution model data for Sunday. So without that high-res model data, we can't really pinpoint exactly which hours have the best chance of being dry. I encourage you to check in for an update on that tomorrow. Wind gusts Saturday, anywhere from 30 to 35 miles per hour. It's going to be a blustery, wet, chilly, just raw feeling day. That's why it's a WREL weather alert day. Sunday, we see some slight improvements. We'll take what we can get after Saturday, right? And Monday, it's just a 30% chance of a thunderstorm, 76 degrees on Memorial Day. It still looks like the best day of the weekend. And right on cue for the unofficial start of summer, we're back in the mid-80s by the end of next week, perhaps nearing 90.
Okay, Kat, thank you.
If you are staying around in the Triangle this holiday weekend, we do want to help you plan. We're going to get you through some of the events to check out, including an indoor option after everything Kat was just talking about. So coming up next, we'll go into our out and about section. A North Carolina mom is vying for the official title of Supermom.
This is a good one. Rezia Adams is competing against hundreds of moms across America for the title. She has six kids and says she skateboards, ice skates, and wake surfs, all while wearing her hijab. If Rezia wins, she says she wants to use her victory to remove stereotypes about Muslim women. Today is the last day to vote in the semifinals. Check the link on our website, WRAL.com, if you'd like to vote.
Let's get her to the finals. Yeah. Come on, we need a North Carolina representative.
That's it. Two food truck rodeos and an anime convention are among Out and About's top picks for this weekend.
WRAL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has some details to help you and your family plan.
All things anime are being celebrated at the Raleigh Convention Center this weekend. The annual Animazement Convention is happening through Sunday. Tickets are still available. On Saturday, head to Durham Central Park for the Taste of Seoul NC Food Truck Rodeo. There's going to be a variety of cuisine, including pineapple smoothies, barbecue, seafood, and more. And on Sunday, indulge your sweet tooth at the North Carolina Sugar Rush Dessert Food Truck Rodeo. It's happening in City Plaza from noon to 5 p.m. Admission is free. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
Oh, bring your umbrella, maybe a parka to a couple of those. You can find a list of things to do with your family, including, again, some indoor options, because we are expecting some rain and lots of it this weekend. It's on our website, WRAL.com. Just hop on there and go to the Out and About section. Well, how'd it go? First one. It was great. Yeah, really nice. Wonderful. The first of many. And thank you so much for being here to watch it here on WRAL News.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRAL. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.